Good evening. This is Radio Nepal. I'm Deependra Silwal with the news. The headlines first. 14th General Convention of Nepali Congress beginning from tomorrow with its ward convention in 56 districts. Supreme Court issues interim order not to hear the case related to ordinance on constitutional council immediately. 11 CPN UML lawmakers join CPN Unified Socialist Party in Province 2, and 9 people killed in flash flood in New York and New Jersey of the U.S. Now the news in detail. The Municipal Ward Level Convention under the 14th General Convention of the Nepali Congress is to begin from tomorrow. The Nepali Congress Central Election Committee has said tomorrow the ward convention of the party will be held in 56 districts where active membership-related disputes have been sorted out. Congress spokesperson Biswa Prakash Sharma said even in the other remaining districts, the roster of active membership of the party would be published soon. He also said the municipal level convention of the party would be completed by the 12th of September. The party's central convention has been set for the 25th to 29th of November. Meanwhile, Nepali Congress senior leader Ramchandra Pawdel has pleaded to present a common has promised to present a common candidate for the post of Congress president in the party's upcoming general convention. Standing by the key leaders of the party at a press meet, leader Pawdel said he believed in shared leadership and the party should retain its democratic character. The Supreme Court has issued an interim order today not to immediately hear the dispute related to the ordinance related to the Constitutional Council. A single bench of Justice Hari Prasad Fuyal issued an interim order not to hear the dispute over the ordinance in the constitutional bench till the final settlement of the writ petition. The order states that a written reply should be submitted within 15 days, including the reasons for the Chief Justice not sitting in the constitutional bench, and to have the case registered on the third day after receiving the written reply, as it is a matter of national importance. Considering the importance of the constitutional issues, the order has called for the presence of two senior advocates from the Supreme Bar and the Nepal Bar Association as amicus curiae. Advocate Dr. Ganesh Regmi had filed a writ petition seeking an order that the Chief Justice should be allowed to sit in the constitutional bench as per the constitutional of Nepal. 11 lawmakers of the CPN UML in Province 2 have defected to the newly formed CPN Unified Socialist Party. The province election office Janakpur Dham informed that 10 province assembly members of the CPN UML were physically present at the election office to verify their decision to join the Unified Socialist Party, while another lawmaker, Dilu Prethi, who is out of country in course of treatment, verified through a letter. Now, the CPN UML has 10 lawmakers in Province 2 Assembly. Likewise, Prahlad Giri of Janata Samajwadi Party of Province 2 has joined Lokatantrik Samajwadi Party Nepal. Lawmaker Giri reached at Province Election Office to verify his decision. Earlier, 11 Province Assembly members of Janata Samajwadi Party joined Lokatantrik Samajwadi Party yesterday. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba and CPN Mao Center Chair Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda met at Balwatar today. The Prime Minister's secretariat said the two leaders discussed contemporary political issues, including cabinet expansion and operation of government, among others. Similarly, CPN Mao Center Chair Dahal and CPN Unified Socialist Party Chair Madhav Kumar Nepal met at Mao Center Parliamentary Party office in Singhadarbar today. The two leaders are reported to have discussed regarding the participation in the government. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba has expressed the commitment to make mandatory representation of Dalits and Muslim in every ward in his party's upcoming ward convention. In a meeting with party central members, Man Bahadur Biswakarma and Jeevan Pariyar at Balwathar today, Congress President Deuba assured of inclusive party committees in all wards. This news comes to you from Reed in Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ल्यान्डलाइन फोनमा समस्या छ
1498 मा फोन गर्नुस्
समस्या पोस्टपेड मा नि आयो
1498 मै फोन गर्नुस्
ओहो समझे प्रीपेड को पुक नम्बर पनि चाहिए थियो
त्यसको लागि पनि 1498 मै फोन गर्नुस्
नेपाल टेलिकम को GSM CDMA मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइन मा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 मा फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस् यो नम्बर मा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. CPN Unified Socialist Party Chair Madhav Kumar Nepal has urged the leaders and cadres of the CPN UML to join his party and not to be swayed away by the illusion of 10-point agreement. Assuming his office today as the parliamentary party leader of the CPN Unified Socialist Party today, Chairman Nepal said there was no meaning of 10-point agreement as it was centered on the personal interest of limited persons rather than the party unity. Chairman Nepal further said his party would move ahead promoting Nepal's prosperity with new dimensions. The former Prime Minister Nepal also signalled the cabinet expansion only after the 7th of September. The Ministry of Health and Population has reported 2,004 cases of COVID-19 in Nepal today. Likewise, 1,846 corona patients recovered in the last 24 hours. The health ministry confirmed 16 corona-related deaths today, taking the death tally to 10,786. There are now 33,946 active cases of COVID-19 across the country. The government has proposed to form a royalty management board. While undertaking clause-wise deliberation on the Copyright Bill First Amendment in the Legislation Management Committee of the National Assembly today, the Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation proposed the formation of the board. The government has proposed that all issues related to royalty would be brought under the board once it was formed. 10 Nepali nationals rescued from Afghanistan arrived Kathmandu today. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs has stated that coordination is being made with the concerned agencies to bring those waiting for rescue flight in Kabul. The ministry said the government was in regular contact with everyone in Kabul. A total of 857 people have been rescued from Afghanistan so far. You are listening to Read in Nepal's English News. Now on some international updates. At least 9 people have died after flash flooding and tornadoes hit the northeastern U.S. The BBC cites U.S. local media that some people were trapped in a flooded basement of their homes. The governors of New York and New Jersey declared a state of emergency, and New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio called it a historic weather event. At least 3 inches of rain fell in just an hour in New York's Central Park. Almost all New York City subway lines have been closed and non-emergency vehicles banned from roads. Many flights and trains out of New York and New Jersey have been suspended. Now, general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is possible at many places of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Province 1, Province 2, Bagmati Province and Kentucky Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this bulletin from Radio Nepal. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. The 14th General Convention of Nepali Congress beginning from tomorrow with its ward convention in 56 districts. Supreme Court issues interim order not to hear the case related to ordinance on constitutional council immediately. 11 CPN-UML lawmakers join CPN Unified Socialist Party in Province 2. And 9 people killed in flash floods in New York and New Jersey of the US. That's the end of news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.